Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Joining us today on the program, we have John Jones, the Vice President of Development at Project Healing Waters, which helps active duty soldiers and veterans in need to heal through camaraderie, connectedness, and fly fishing. You gotta love it. And Mr. Jones, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Eric.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing all the details here today. So for starters, tell us about Project Healing Waters. Let's start there.
Sure. Project Healing Waters has been around for 19 years. We are, in the whole health, mindfulness, therapeutic healing, utilizing that through the outdoors, but we utilize that through fly fishing. We have helped over 65,000 people in the past 19 years. We have 183 programs in 48 states. The only two states that we don't have currently are Hawaii and Louisiana. But everywhere else, we're there, and we're helping veterans, really go through their major transformation of what they need from a whole health wellness side of the house by teaching them, fly tying, rod building, the art of the cast, and moving forward right in there to, getting them out on day trips and overnight trips to where they can actually go through their full, healing journey of what they need.
Now, here's something that's interesting. The movie Mending the Line recently hit number one on Netflix. So how accurate is it in documenting outdoor activities, restorative and therapeutic nature, especially for current soldiers and veterans? Talk to us about that.
Actually, it's spot on. So we basically are saying that the Mending the Line story is our story, but it's not about us, but it's all about us. So whenever you take the veteran that has doesn't want to go to the VA, is listening to, somebody that hasn't been there, hasn't done it, hasn't bought that t-shirt, as you could say, from those combat veterans that are coming through in from the military sexual trauma veterans that are from, the ladies or the men that have military sexual trauma. That is the restorative power of exactly what that movie goes through, and what we do is symbiotic, and it's exactly it. It's we get veterans that have gone through that healing journey that utilize fly fishing as their therapeutic, mode of going through their own therapy. And you see within the film how the older generation Marine to the younger generation Marine goes through their piece of, you've got to put in the work to go through this journey, and where it is from, tying flies to learning how to cast to, building your own rod, even though they didn't build their own rod inside of the movie. But it's that whole journey of really going through. And what's really amazing is the movie depicted so much about what we do and how we do things with our veterans. It is probably the most accurate that we can portray through Hollywood to show exactly what we do. And whenever you see that veteran get their first rise out of the water for a fish grabbing that fly, and you see them with the joy that they have on their face, and that whole moving away from, everything that was bugging him prior to now is, to that point, is absolutely amazing. We had a veteran just 2 weeks ago go through a program, come with us to the Stock Farm, Montana, in Hamilton, Montana. That individual, we see it, he had 1,000-yard stare. And at the end of the first day of fly fishing, he was so much more talkative, so much more emotionally stable from that. And then after just 2 days of fly fishing and being with veterans and being with people, was just a total shift and change in him. And we got a really good note that said, in the past 10 years, I've done more therapy in 2 days of fishing than I have in the past 10 years. He's gone through more therapy. And that right there is just a testament of exactly what we do. You know, just getting him out there on the water, because we're made up of water. 75% of our body is made up of water. And that really movement into being on the water, close to the water, near the water, is absolutely amazing. So whenever you see the veteran catch the fish comes into the net and everything. And whenever he releases that fish back into the wild, he's releasing all of his stress and or all of her stress into the water to let that just, it's just so powerful. And it is absolutely spot on.
Really do appreciate the feedback. We appreciate what you're doing for the veterans in this way as well. And I'm sure listeners are definitely going to want to check out that movie on Netflix after hearing about that, Mending the Line, that is. So tell us, what are some upcoming events Project Healing Waters has in the pipeline?
Sure. So some of the events that we have is the Mossy Creek Invitational in Harrisonburg, Virginia. That'll be the 1st and 2nd of June. And then we're partnering with the Ward Burton Wildlife Foundation in September to go to Bristol to get our veterans out there to see, you know, won a race with Ward Burton and Jeb Burton and the Ward Burton Wildlife Foundation. And then at the end of that, then we're going to bring in the veterans to do some fishing as well. We have our Healing on the Fly, which is our New York gala that we have. It's our 10th anniversary, and we're marking for our 20th year anniversary with that. That's October 10th. And then we have an event at the Greenbrier that's going to go on over Veterans Day weekend in November, where we're bringing our veterans from one section to the, which is our Lewisburg program, to come to the Greenbrier and then meet with donors and have a really good weekend of letting the donors know and meet the veterans to say, how does this work and how is this really a big proponent? And then we also have our veterans get to go to multiple places for our national destination trips that our donors have been able to provide to us, and especially two major donors, which is the Harbaugh Foundation at Freedom Ranch up in Montana, it's by Missoula, Montana. And then we also have Oakheart Lodge, which is given to us by a generous donor up there, Pete Early, and they're providing trips to veterans from all of our programs all across the country to come to these two specific cabins and things to do their therapeutic healing. So Oakheart Lodge is 32 weeks of veterans coming up, and then you have Freedom Ranch that does 22 weeks for our veterans to come up to Montana to actually fly fish and go through that healing journey even more. And that we couldn't do it without some of these really major donors that have helped out. And of course, we need more. And, you know, we've moved our national headquarters from Maryland to Windsor, Colorado, to really focus in on how do we help the 6,000 volunteers identify, you know, how to do their programs much more efficiently and effectively. So we're doing we're going to launch our capital campaign to create a national training facility for all 103 of our programs to really go through there and get the safety, the training, the really how to really move forward with the position of making sure that all of our programs are standardized, because we have over 6,000 volunteers and we serve over 7,000 volunteers, serve over 7,000 service members a year. So that's really, really important that we can, you know, reduce that, you know, the big, huge thing of suicide that's in, you know, that everybody always talks about, but how do you do it without giving them drugs, without having doing those things? So that's a part of this national training facility, is to teach our volunteers how to help, how to, you know, really focus in on our key programming that we do that ends up in return helping the veterans stop from going down that rabbit hole of hopelessness and really elevating their whole being.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning these events. A lot to look forward to this calendar year. We're speaking with Mr. John Jones, the Vice President of Development at Project Healing Waters, which helps active duty soldiers and veterans in need to heal through camaraderie, connectedness, and fly fishing. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, a big question for you. I'm sure folks wanted me to ask you this as well. How can people actually get involved with Project Healing Waters?
Sure. You know, how you can get involved with Project Healing Waters is really easy. Go to the website, find the location, you know, to volunteer at your local program that's across the nation, or, you know, you can actually help out and, you know, join our sweepstakes that we're doing right now that we're running from. We started in March and we're running all the way through November. We're giving away a 2024 Toyota Tundra, as well as a 2024 Boulder Boatworks drift boat, as well as some other things, because we're trying to raise as much money as we possibly can to expand our programming across the United States even more than what we're doing now. So people can, you know, go on, donate $5, sign up to try to win a truck. It's free to enter, but we're asking people to at least do minimum of $5 to really support our program across the United States, and really, you know, keeping, making sure that those veterans have a place to go, that they're not, that they're with their brothers and their sisters. And so then that's really important for us to have. So if anybody wants to volunteer, please go on to the website, projecthealingwaters.org, and really, you know, volunteer to help out with your local program. If there's an event that's close by you that you could see on our events page, you know, volunteer to go there, you know, support us. You become a donor, become an investor in our future for the next 50 years is really important for us, because seeing that the amount of work that we do for our veterans and the amount of healing that we do for our veterans in the outdoor recreation space is very, very much needed across the board. And, you know, that's a really important aspect for us to maintain and continue.
And of course, listeners, you can draw your attention to the show notes where you can also have access to that link as well. In conclusion, where do you see Project Healing Waters, say, in 5 years from now?
You know, in 5 years from now, we're going to be, well, we're already the leading, you know, premier, you know, outdoor recreation is what I see. And I'm biased because I work for the organization and I'm a veteran, right? And I know the healing properties that we do, but in 5 years, you're going to see a much more robust and stronger Project Healing Waters. We've done our rebrand. We're moving forward to elevating and accelerating our programs across the United States. In 5 years, I want to have a program in Hawaii and in Louisiana, to where we're covering all 50 states. And you know, within 5 years, our national training facility will be up and running. One, because due to one of the gifts by the Water Valley Company is giving us all of the land for this national training facility, access to five lakes plus the river. You know, I think that in 5 years, we're going to be in a much, you know, different place than we are now. Which is, I want to help out, you know, at least 20,000 veterans per year, and really getting more female veterans involved with Project Healing Waters is really, really important for me, because our sisters in the service, they're probably the most underserved representation across the board in the nonprofit space. So we're really pushing hard with our Women on the Fly initiative to really give access to healing to our female participants, and really opening that up not only to the veterans, but also to the families of those veterans that have gone through, you know, just as much as we do whenever we come outside of service. We might go to war being one person, we come home a different person, and the families really have that same thing of, how is mom or dad going to react whenever they get home? They have their own set of PTSD, and really that's going to be a really big key part of us in the next 7 years, is opening that aperture to helping not only the veteran with their side of the house, but also, you know, helping that veteran heal the family aspect, and having the family heal their own aspects of going through their own, you know, healing journey as well with their veteran, to maintain, you know, that unit cohesiveness of being that family unit.
Once again, Mr. Jones, we want to thank you so much for what you do on behalf of Project Healing Waters and for joining us here today. And to get involved and or to get more information, simply visit projecthealingwaters.org. Mr. Jones, all the best, and thanks so much again for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate your time.
And certainly was my pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. John Jones, the Vice President of Development at Project Healing Waters, which helps active duty soldiers and veterans in need to heal through camaraderie, connectedness, and fly fishing. And for all the details, visit projecthealingwaters.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.